USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of the House are inching toward a vote on a small business aid bill. The measure will pump more money into a popular small business loan fund that has run dry. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says we're in an unprecedented crisis.
This fourth bill replenishes the crucial help for Main Street businesses and local health care providers while devoting more resources to producing more tests and distributing them more quickly.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is releasing results from the state's first antibody test, which shows nearly 14% of residents may have already had coronavirus.
We have undertaken the largest, most comprehensive study of New York State to find out what is the infection rate.
The test was done through random sampling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A conservative national Christian group is calling for all churches to resume in-person services by early May. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Liberty Council wants services taking place before the National Day of Prayer, which is scheduled for March 7th. The group is urging churches to follow appropriate safety protocols, but Liberty Council founder Matt Staver says their reopened church Sunday proposals in line with President Trump's national guidelines, phase one of the president's plan, does identify places of worship as being among the first to be able to reopen under certain conditions.
A Florida homeowner is telling friends the story of how NFL quarterback Tom Brady walked into his home. Brady was looking for the house of his new offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich. He missed it by one, walking into the home of David Kramer. The Florida man was shocked, but did point Brady in the right direction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon is thinking about reopening his state, even though he says technically Wyoming didn't shut down.
We're working very hard on putting together plans that will allow us to relax in a careful way, in a thoughtful way, in a safe way, getting people back to work, getting our barbershops and our beauty salons and so on back working.
The vice president is giving praise to those who follow social distancing guidelines. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
At the White House, Vice President Pence praised Americans for following the guidelines and helping to slow the curve of the coronavirus.
White House Coronavirus Task Force met today, and despite the fact that there have been more than 843,000 Americans who contracted the coronavirus, and we grieve the loss of more than 47,000 of our countrymen. According to Dr. Birx and her team, we continue to see encouraging signs, because the American people have been putting into practice the guidance that's been issued by the president and this task force, and they've been taking to heart the guidance of state and local officials. And Mr. President, as we learned today, we are continuing to see declines in all the major metro areas around the country that have been most impacted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.